There's something inside each of us that makes us want to belong, to be connected with others in something bigger than ourselves. As Christians running the race of life, we're blessed to be part of an invisible assembly, the body of Christ worldwide, that transcends denominational barriers. Today, we'll explore why it's so vital that we understand the body of Christ and our part in it. Stay with us. From Chicago's Moody Church, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Turn with us to 1 Corinthians chapter 12 as we continue our series on Finding Where You Fit. Dr. Lutzer comes now with his second message, Finding Your Place.
I want you to look at the body that you brought with you today. I think that you did bring yours. You've already seen it in the mirror, and we can tell that, by the way, as we look at you. That you've already seen your body in the mirror. I want to begin today by talking about a part of your body that you have never seen, but one I know you have. It's a requirement to attend Moody Church. It's your brain. Donald M. McKay, a specialist in brain research, described the complexity of the brain this way. In order to form a realistic idea of the structural complexity inside your head, imagine that 1 cubic millimeter of your cerebral cortex were magnified to the size of a lecture hall. In this magnified 1 millimeter cube, we might expect then, we would find, something to the order of 100,000 nerve cells. If each of these had 1,000 to 10,000 connections, each connection adjustable in ways that might be functionally important, then within this hole we would have a tangled structure containing up to 1,000 million functionally significant elements. Depicted on the same scale, the nerve fibers running from the brain to other parts of your body would extend for distances up to 1,000 kilometers. But now let's take the arithmetic a step farther. The human cortex, that's your brain, is about 2,000 square centimeters in area and on average about 3 millimeters thick. In order to complete our imaginary model of your brain on the same scale, then we would need something like 600,000 of these lecture halls stacked side by side and three deep. That is the kind of complexity that challenges the scientist as he contemplates your brain ticking peacefully away inside your head as you drift off to sleep in church. That's not the way the sentence ended, but that's the way I ended it. Can you imagine that you have that kind of complexity taking place in your mind at this very moment? It would be almost impossible for any scientist to tell us what's happening just in the communication process. To think that I am forming words and those words are able to communicate. It is a mystery that confounds us. Well, when God gave you the body that you brought with you today, He uses it in the Bible as a metaphor of the mystical body of Christ. I'm not sure if I like that word mystical because many people think that it means that it's somehow unreal. No, it's very real. Very, very real and direct. But the body of Jesus Christ in the Bible is likened unto the human body. And you know the passage of Scripture, of course, is 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Last week our focus was on the first 10 verses, and today we pick it up at verse 11 and 12, particularly there at verse 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. And what I'd like us to do as we go through this passage of Scripture is to notice three characteristics of the body of Christ that we should celebrate. And let us celebrate them today with great joy and great freedom. What are they? First of all, that we have unity. Unity. Verse 12, even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. For the body is not one member, but many. Paul is saying, first of all, how do we get into the body? He's answering that question, the body of Jesus Christ. We don't get into it by birth. We don't get into it by water baptism. We get into it by what he calls the baptism of the Holy Spirit that makes us members of this very special body, the body of Jesus Christ. He goes on to say, verse 15, if the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not a part of the body, is it not for this reason any less a part of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not a part of the body, is it not for this reason any less a part of the body? And the answer is no, it's still a part of the body, even if it doesn't like where it has been placed. First of all, unity. Notice that we are unified because we become members one of another. Paul says, my thumb can't wake up someday and say to itself, you know, I don't like the other four fingers because they have much more sameness and I am different and I am tired of playing this role, I'm leaving. No, it's stuck with the other members of the body. And if you're a member of Jesus Christ, you can walk away from a church, you can walk away even into the world, and you will be severed from the body emotionally and in some sense spiritually. But if you're a true believer, you still belong. But you're going to look very gruesome. I like to tell that story. It's a true story in Canada of a man who was visiting with a medical doctor, and the medical doctor was on call. Some of you doctors know how often that happens. And so the doctor had to leave, and he said, make yourself at home. If you're hungry, just take whatever you like. And so the guest, after the doctor left, opened the fridge to get something to eat, and there he saw a human hand wrapped in a plastic bag. And the story that I heard was that after he saw that, he wasn't hungry anymore. Now, you know, that's odd, isn't it? Why should that be repulsive? After all, what's wrong with the human hand? I'm looking at both of mine, and you can look at yours, and the hand is very beautiful, intricately made by God. Nothing wrong with it. You can easily look at it. But when a hand is severed from the body, that's when it is awful. And I want to tell you today that there is no believer who is more miserable, no believer who is more difficult in his spirit than someone who says, I'm a Christian, but I don't like Christians. I'm not going to associate with Christians. I'm going to leave the church. Now, they still are members of the body, but because they have cut themselves off emotionally and spiritually, they begin to shrivel up and they begin to look pretty terrible. The Apostle Paul says that when we were baptized by the Holy Spirit of God, we became members one of another, and nobody can walk away from the body of Christ. Like it or not, folks, you are stuck with us if you're a believer. Now, this unity means not only that I am a member with somebody else and joined to you. It means, more important, that we are members of Christ. Let's look again at verse 13. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Now, here's the astounding truth that the Apostle Paul shares. Even in verse 12, he says, for as the body is one and yet has many members, and all the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, we would expect to read, and so is the church. But that's not what he says in the text. He says, so also is Christ. Now, you look into your body, you look at your body, I should say, in a mirror, and you notice that it comes, generally speaking, in two parts. There's the head, and then there's the torso. And Jesus Christ is the head of the body. It is the place, the control center that controls all the different parts of the body. But the same blood, the same life that is in my head is in the rest of the body, because the union is so direct, the union is so complete, that the head and the rest of the body share the very same life. And so it is that we share Christ, partakers of Him. What an astounding passage of Scripture. And in verse 13, Paul uses the little word all two times. We are all baptized into one body. He didn't say, now all those of you who are spiritual at Corinth, you were baptized into one body. He didn't say, now all those of you who speak in tongues at Corinth, you were baptized into one body. He said, for by one body, by one spirit, we were all baptized into the same body. And then he said, we were all made to drink of the same spirit. Now, when you drink water, it goes inside of you. Two aspects of the ministry of the Holy Spirit that ought to bless us. It is the baptism of the Holy Spirit that puts me into Christ. It is the indwelling of the Holy Spirit that puts Christ into me. Jesus said, I in you and you in me. More than 100 times in the Bible, the Apostle Paul uses that little expression, in Christ. In fact, every time God gives us a command in Scripture, it is based on the fact that we are already in Christ. Remember, everything that we are asked to do is based on what Christ has already done, and we are in Him. But of Him are ye in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. Our connection with Christ is so direct that Paul says in Ephesians, we are members of His body, of His flesh, and of His bones. And you can't get rid of bones without destroying the body. That's how integral it is. That's how connected it is, a part of Him. Well, you say, if that's true, why all this misery in the world? Why all these trials? Why all these heartaches? Why all these difficulties? Does He feel what we are going through? Because the body is a unit.
Well, my friend, today this is Pastor Lutzer, and I do need to take a moment along with you to simply contemplate what we've just heard. What does it mean to you to be a member of Jesus Christ's body? I'm assuming at this point that you are a believer. Those of you who aren't believers, you need to believe in Christ and receive Him as Savior. But if you're a believer today, what does that mean? That means, of course, that we should be subject to the head. Just like the various parts of my body obey the head and whatever commands I give them, in the very same way, what we should be doing is developing sensitivity to Jesus, to His Word, so that we can respond as members of His body. Also, as members of His body, there is strength. There is a relationship that is developed not only with Jesus, but with others. What a precious gift. God honors us by making us members of His body, of His flesh, and of His bones. Rejoice in that today.
Thank you, Dr. Lutzer. Erwin Lutzer has brought part one of Finding Your Place, the second message in his series, Finding Where You Fit. Tomorrow, join us as Pastor Lutzer continues his explanation of how we are united with Christ in His body, the Church. Running to Win comes to you from Chicago's Moody Church to help you find God's direction for your race of life. This series can help all of us make sure we're plugged in where God wants us to serve. All four messages can be yours on CD, cassette, or MP3. For full information, call toll-free at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about finding where you fit when you call. Visit our website at runningtowin.org. And don't forget, this broadcast is supported by listeners like you. This is Dave McAllister. Join us tomorrow for our next Running to Win.